I certainly rugged up and got the... I've even invested in a pair of thermals, but I've got a nice scarf and my St Kilda Footy Club beanie, which is getting me through the cold, but it's certainly different to back home, that's for sure.
Now, you were born in Bristol, so I guess I imagine you left when you were pretty young, but is this sort of colder than... has this caught a lot of people by surprise how cold it is over there?
It has indeed. I sort of complained early November saying, oh, it's a bit chilly out, to some of my colleagues at work, and they said, you haven't seen anything yet, but even they're cold at the moment, Tony. The snow has we had a bit of snow before Christmas and a lot of ice lingered for a while, but the snowfalls over the past week and the bitter cold has just been quite really unbearable. I know it's caused a lot of deaths across England, caused a lot of accidents, and ice on the road, and the schools have been shut, and the supermarkets are running out of bread and milk and salt. I think they're using... you can't get salt anywhere because people obviously put it on the roads and on the footpaths to get rid of the ice. And I think they're using 60,000 tons of salt a day, and Britain's running out. So it's crisis mode. They're running out of gas as well. So hopefully the cold snap will finish very soon.
And Rob, can you give us a bit of a snapshot of what your day entails as far as getting to work? Do you have to sort of scrape the ice off your windscreen and snow, or is it public transport?
I'm using the public transport. It's pretty good over here, and I'm lucky. I live just off a main road where the bus routes are working. But it really does play havoc with a lot of people's working days. And of course, the schools are closed, and they make that decision every morning. So the parents aren't sure, and I know colleagues at work aren't sure if their kids are going to be at school. And if they're not, then they've got to make arrangements. And some of the times, if you live off a main route, can't get the car out at all. You're snowed in, and you're lucky if you can get to work. As I said, I'm pretty lucky. I can walk. I'm pretty careful and not slip on the ice or catch the bus. But certainly, I think Wednesday last week when we had the big snowfall overnight, I think four or five or six colleagues couldn't make it into work. Then the next day, I think the trains weren't running, so some of them couldn't get home and had to stay in town the night. So it really does cause a lot of havoc, and I suppose bosses have got to be pretty flexible with their workers, which they are. But it certainly plays havoc with productivity as well, I think.
Give us a bit of a snapshot, Rob, of what temperatures you've experienced over there. You're saying it's around about -3 at the moment.
Yeah, it's about -3 at the moment. Look, the coldest we've got, I know a newspaper reported, was -15 in our area, which was, of course, in the middle of the night, which is just defies logic, really, isn't it? But, I mean, I've always found once it's cold, it's cold, but -15 is just bitterly cold. And, so that's the worst of it. But, I mean, the worst thing is it doesn't get much above zero during the middle of the day, which is even with the sun out. And I know there's quite a few homeless people in Bristol, and they've run out of beds in a lot of hostels, so a lot of people have been worried about them. But that -15 is sort of just almost, you go out and your skin almost feels like it's burning, it's that cold.
Mm-hmm. That's certainly the serious side to it, isn't it? I mean, the people that do not have a roof over their head and are not rugged up, I mean, I guess that's a big concern. Well, you're over there working for a newspaper, and I guess it's full of weather stories at the moment.
Yeah, people always laugh that Britain talks about the weather, but it has absolutely taken over everything. The BBC is doing a special half-an-hour news bulletin after the news, just on what they call the big freeze, which gives all the information about the weather going around. Yeah, it's on the front page of every paper, and of course it really played havoc on the weekend because all the Premier League soccer or football, as they call it, it was called off. So people sort of enjoyed it for the first couple of days, but it's really wreaking havoc now. And when you don't get your football, people aren't very happy at all. And of course, people getting to work and milk and bread not being in the shops. I suppose the fun side of it is over a bit, but you still see kids making snowmen, and I think they've sold out of toboggans around the place. There's kids sliding down every hill at every opportunity.